this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says authorities believe a 25-year-old suspect in the attack that killed five police officers was the lone assailant. At an afternoon news conference, Rawlings said it appears that the gunman, identified as 25-year-old Micah Johnson, acted alone.
We believe, given the facts that we have today, that Mr. Johnson, now deceased, was the lone shooter in this incident.
Seven officers were wounded, five were killed, two civilians were also injured. Johnson, a Mesquite, Texas resident who had bomb-making materials, ballistic vests, rifles, ammunition, and a journal of combat tactics at his home, was killed by a robot-delivered bomb after police said negotiations with him failed. The Dallas attack came during a downtown protest against the shootings of two black men by police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota. Meanwhile, the presumptive nominees for president weighed in on the Dallas shootings Friday. In Philadelphia, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told an African Methodist Episcopal Church General Conference that justice must be done for the victims of officer-involved shootings and those killed and wounded in Dallas.
We will learn more in the days ahead. And when we know as much as we can, there must be a just accounting.
Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump released a video in which he praised the Dallas officers for their sacrifice, but he said the deaths of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling show the country has much more work to do. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Warsaw, Poland for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports, concerns about Russia's more aggressive behavior on NATO's eastern flank and Britain's exit from the European Union highlighted the president's first day.
The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning, what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship? Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. U.S. officials say the focus of NATO for the first time in a quarter century is shifting from reassurance to deterrence. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
The White House did announce late Friday the president would return home one day early. Mr. Obama plans to travel to Dallas, Texas, in the wake of Thursday's deadly sniper attack on police there. The United States and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, system on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final phase of flight. China has opposed its deployment, saying that it is not beneficial to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula, and it would seriously harm the security of other countries in the region, including China. Nearly 50 people were killed in fighting in Syria Friday, the last day of a ceasefire announced by the Syrian army to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The violence took place in two different parts of the country, in Idlib province near the border with Turkey and north of the city of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that airstrikes killed 23 people, including two children, in Idlib province. It is not clear whether Syrian or Russian warplanes carried out the attack. Outside Aleppo, the observatory reported that 25 people were killed, including several children. Rebels carried out the attack with mortar shells to counter government troops' advance on Thursday to capture a key supply line that rebels control. And U.S. job creation surged in June, a net gain of 287,000 jobs. That's hundreds of thousands more than the previous month and stronger than most economists had predicted. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.